Welcome to Alex Jones Show, the Alex Jones Show here on the Alex Jones Network, Sunday Night Live from the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's an honor to be back with you again this Sunday evening, and I'm here to tell you the war has begun. It is official. as if it wasn't already on the table, that the MAGA movement, the real MAGA movement in America First movement, is at all-out war with the Republican establishment. I'm here to tell you again that here in Minnesota, the cultural epicenter of American politics, the war is in full tilt. We had our Minnesota GOP convention this weekend, yesterday, Friday, and Thursday, and I cannot begin to tell you all the skullduggery that took place during this convention. On the other side of the break here, we're going to play the speech, my 10-minute convention speech, which had great response and feedback. And then there's this entire anomaly, and Mike Lindell's involved too, because he was running for endorsement, governor's race, and there was this entire controversy yesterday, Saturday, with the clickers, and the clickers didn't work to cast your ballots for the endorsement for the entire convention. People stood up and said the same thing on Friday. They talked about irregularities and anomalies with the clickers, obviously for a party that preaches security for our elections, secure elections, election integrity. You'd think we'd be able to use paper ballots at our own convention, but I guess not. I guess people are too lazy to hand count paper ballots at the convention, you know, because we all got to get home or to the bar or celebrate after all the after parties. You know, it's one big party, grand old party, more like grand old posers. And now we're all on our way to a primary. A couple of state house reps even came out public. And these people are not ultra MAGA. These people aren't America Firsters. You have a tough time even getting some of these people to say that the elections are not secure. Not necessarily rhinos, I wouldn't say, but they do sort of lean to the establishment side of things. I think people are starting to see the truth for what it really is, and there's going to be some movement now for a lot of people over the next few months or several months or so, because some of this stuff is getting so blatant. And the convention here in Minnesota was a great example of that, where Mike Lindell was right. Now, you can't trust these electronic voting systems, even at a convention. Some of the state house reps that were there for Saturday's convention, yesterday's convention, came out publicly and said the entire election should be invalidated. The entire convention should be invalidated, and all candidates that are able should go to the primary, should run a primary. I mean, this is uncanny for the people who were saying it. Jim Nash, who's a state senator. State Rep Walter Hudson, who's had some controversy himself as of late, but he's a decent guy. Walter is a logical guy. Do I agree with him on everything? No. But I think the way that the party's treated him as of late after his controversy, I don't know if you know, but if you're from Minnesota, obviously Elliot Engen, who was running for, I believe, state auditor, if not Secretary of State, I forget which one, you know, was drinking and driving, and Walter Hudson was with him. Walter Hudson was drinking. He had a firearm on him. So there was a huge, you know, story about that in recent months. And I don't think the party's been too kind to him, because we tend to, you know, admonish people pretty severely for mishaps and mistakes. And, you know, if in my opinion, there is no, there's not a justification for drinking and driving. However, people make mistakes. It's not a mistake I would make, because I don't drink much, rarely ever, let alone would I ever drink and drive. But Walter Hudson's a smart guy, and he's seen the Minnesota Republican Party from the inside for years, and even he's starting to break ranks. I mean, Minnesota is going to become the epicenter of the 2026 midterm. Stay tuned for it. On the other side, we're going to play my convention speech from Friday morning, and then we'll be back with you here on the Alex Jones Show, Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host, Royce White. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Thanks for having me. having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at the alexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And you have to excuse me this evening. My voice is a little hoarse. I had a basketball tournament this weekend. We just won the state tournament. My 15-year-old boys, 15U, Lead Sports Academy. Shout out to the Lead Sports Academy and a couple of handful of 15-year-old boys that I've been coaching now since they were probably in the fifth, sixth grade. And we had an incredible championship game here just not even an hour ago. And I'm super intense in every game, but especially a championship game. Especially a championship game against a rival team. Got a little bit of history with the team that we played against. We beat them pretty thoroughly by about 25 points. They had a mercy rule where if you're up 20-plus with 2 minutes left, they call the game. So certainly not the ending that we expected. We expected it to be a much more competitive game with a rival, but we had a great day at the office. My voice is a little hoarse. My apologies. Not to mention all the screaming and yelling that I did at the convention the day before. It has been all-out war at the Minnesota GOP convention. And the, you know, the long story short is our chair is a rhino. How do you know he's a rhino? Alex Plekish is his name. How do you know he's a rhino? Because he tells the party, don't use the word rhino. That tells you everything you need to know. Anybody who tells Republicans not to use the term rhino is, in fact, a rhino. Or most likely a rhino. In his case, he is. He's a Mike Pence, Nikki Haley Republican. I don't need to be liked. I didn't get into politics to be liked. I don't do much of anything anymore to be liked. I like the people that I like. I like Alex Jones. Nobody's going to tell me different. I like the great Steve Bannon. Nobody's going to tell me anything different. I like who I like. And I'm going to stick with the people I like. Because, you know, I'm not looking for many new friends. I just got connected with Joel Webbin. I like Joel Webbin. I think Joel Webbin is funny, wicked brilliant. And he tells it like it is. When he said that Protestants worship blacks, women, and Jews, I just experienced it myself at the Minnesota GOP convention. And it's all twisted, right? I mean, it's like they worship those prototypes if they'll play along with the agenda. If they won't play along with the agenda, then they're persona non grata as well, just like the left. Same identity politics, exact same, in fact. So long story short about our convention is this. The way it works is you go to caucuses back in February, and then throughout the BPOU conventions and the congressional district conventions or Senate district conventions, you are brought in or voted in as a delegate of your BPOU. And the BPOUs are broken up into the, you know, many counties or areas all throughout the state. There's a way to influence the caucus process, which then ends in the endorsement at the state convention. Now, all of those who are in favor of the endorsement process and the grassroots sort of effort think to themselves, hey, we're going to ask, you know, tell people through the precinct strategy to get involved in their party and hopefully work their way up to be involved in the party convention, to be elected as a delegate. So they can, you know, vote on endorsing candidates. But the way it turns out is the establishment folks have the same power. They can, and in fact, push people into the caucus process too. This go around, I think they went out of their way to get a bunch of establishment type folks into the caucus process, which then eventually ended up in the endorsing convention. And that's not all. The reason why Mike Lindell wasn't endorsed yesterday, and he should have been, and it is a god-awful shame that Mike Lindell was not endorsed in our convention. It's a complete repudiation of the MAGA movement, of the fight for election integrity, of President Trump's win and his mandate and his popularity in the party. And it's not a repudiation of the MAGA movement from the right. Let's be clear. I was thinking about this the other day. People say, why do you still have President Trump's cereal box there? He's going back on all his campaign promises. You got to understand, I live in a place where I'm still arguing for the 2016, 2020, 2024 President Trump in our party. Wherever you may have the luxury to have moved on now from the fact that President Trump was right in 2024. Here in Minnesota, we're not so lucky. We still have to fight for the lines that President Trump drew in 2024. And the people in our establishment don't like that version of President Trump. They don't like the President Trump who was cheated out of the 2020 election. They don't like to say that he was cheated out of the 2020 election. They don't believe in mass deportations. They don't believe in the security of our elections. They don't believe in the MAGA base. It has very little to do with President Trump, although they have a particular disdain for him. And even Lisa DeMuth and Kendall Qualls, they're not President Trump supporters. They're absolute liars. And what upsets me the most, maybe out of all of this, right? I mean, the endorsing convention is its own deal, and the party can, for example, as an aside, they have a nominations committee that deems whether candidates are qualified or not. In 2024, despite having no criminal record, you know, we go to our Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, we pull our own criminal history, and we submit it to the party. And when I submitted mine in 2024, it took me all of 4 minutes to get my copy, my file from the Minnesota BCA, because I had literally nothing on my record. I think there was like one thing, minor deal. Actually had to do with the OFP situation with my ex-wife. Was supposed to be taken off my record, and I provided documentation because I had a stay of adjudication, which I completed without fault, and that's supposed to expunge the thing from your record. But we know how the Minnesota courts are. Imagine their record keepers. Had nothing on my record. I was found qualified with reservations. What were their reservations? You don't have a national type of campaign, which is basically saying you don't have the steady hands from D.C. or the Minnesota stalwarts and veterans who have been running these campaigns year after year after year, cycle after cycle, who always lose. You don't have any of those people built around your campaign, so we don't take your campaign seriously. Okay. You don't have millions of dollars because you won't go to the NRSC or the Tom Emmers or the special interests and lobbies or the vertical donors like the Koch brothers or whoever else. You won't go to them to kiss ass, so you don't have millions of dollars committed to your campaign or to the PACs, a PAC for your campaign. That's a compliment. Qualified with reservations in 2024. On Saturday, I was qualified with reservations again. Only this time, they lied. They tell the delegates right before we take an endorsing convention vote that I was unwilling to abide by the party's endorsement, even though I pledged both in 24 and in 26 to abide by the party's endorsement. And I'm actually, I was currently, when the vote took place, I was currently listed on the Minnesota GOP website as abiding by the endorsement, and they told a lie like that in front of the entire Minnesota GOP delegation. In my opinion, it's disqualifying in and of itself. It invalidates the endorsement of United States Senate all by itself. A nominations committee should not be able to come before the delegation and tell them a lie, something that is provably false, demonstrably false, should not be able to come and influence the endorsement that way. So I may have to sue the party. Might have to happen. I don't want to do it because, hell, the party doesn't have much money anyway, except the $10,000 they made all of us candidates pay in order to speak at the convention. A racket in and of itself. Hey, they might have a little money on hand. I think I'll be suing them for it. Because, you know, all the gloves are off. You know, full Krieg is what we're going on these people. Full Krieg. No half steps, no half measures. Nobody's getting a pass. I'm going absolutely nuclear from here until August 11th. Set the date. Mark it in your phone. I don't want to hear your Nick Fuentes. We're voting for Democrats. We're not voting. We're staying home. August 11th, the establishment is in an all-out war against people who believe in having a country. And I'm going to explain more about how in a moment. But first, the convention is one piece. And it was illegitimate. It was illegitimate because of the clickers. It was illegitimate because of these, you know, a fraudulent nominations committee, these lying nominations committees. They switched the order of the speakers, you know? I mean, it was just an absolute mess. And then, and this was absolutely insane. The guy who eventually won the endorsement on the sixth or seventh ballot, Adam Schwarzy, I spoke about him before on the show. He's a former Navy guy. He was deemed qualified, no reservations, even though he had his trident taken from him by the Navy. I mean, if the Navy has reservations about you, why does the Minnesota GOP not? And then they'll actually drape themselves in the flag of our veterans in the military. The Navy's made a clear decision about this guy, and what? That means nothing? There's not even a reservation about it? Not to mention that he was Nikki Haley's co-chair, that he referred to General Mattis, who was deeply, deeply disloyal to President Trump, referred to General Mattis as the third Jesus. Now, maybe I'm living in some Catholic bubble. It's possible. I wear the pendant of St. Michael on my neck and it doesn't come off, but maybe I'm living in my own little Catholic bubble. In my world, there is no three Jesus story. There aren't three Jesuses. Has anybody in the audience ever heard of such a thing? Three Jesuses? Yeah, you can go look it up now, right now. Go on YouTube, find the interview where Adam Schwarzy, now fraudulently endorsed by the Minnesota GOP for reasons unbeknownst to me. I can't even imagine. Well, I do know the reason. The reason is because anybody but me, anybody but Royce, anybody but the guy who will say it exactly like it is, because that's too tough to deal with. We don't want to have to deal with that. We'll take a guy who we can say, we supported our veteran. He's a Navy man. He served this country. You know, he served a bunch of no-fail missions. He gets up there in front of the endorsing convention and he says, you know, 7 out of 7 SEALs have won in their congressional races, except Dan Crenshaw. But hey, you know, I guess he doesn't count. One eye. Dan doesn't count. He's an absolute potzel. I mean, this guy Schwarzy's a potzel. Not only did he refer to General Mattis as his third Jesus, he was the co-chair of Nikki Haley's campaign, which doesn't shock me, and it shouldn't shock you. Nikki Haley and General Mattis are very chummy. I mean, if you read between the lines, it's not hard to figure out how Adam Schwarzy ended up as Nikki Haley's co-chair. He referred to General Mattis as his third Jesus. Obviously, General Mattis is a mentor of his. And Nikki Haley and General Mattis are, you know, they're all mobbed up. Never Trumpers. Never MAGA. Surely love them some Israel, but boy, do they love the military-industrial complex. I mean, they can't get enough military-industrial complex PAC money going for Nikki Haley. In fact, it's interesting. You know, they're breaking. You got to realize they're breaking ranks over there. Because former Minnesota Senator Rudy Boschewitz endorsed Michelle Tafoya, you know, which again, shouldn't surprise you. Shouldn't surprise you that the anti-Jews love a pro-choice woman. It should never surprise you to find out that the anti-Jews, let's just start calling them what they are. They're anti-Jewish. They're not even Jewish. They're not Jews. If you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in God, not even talk about Christ. I'm a Christian. Christ is king. The Jews got to deal with that in due time. But if you don't believe in God, and if you're affirmative of pro-choice, killing the unborn, you're not Jewish. And if you notice, Jews don't really kill their unborn children. Abortion, not high up on the Jewish culture, the Jewish cultural ladder of things to do. Rudy Boschewitz endorses Michelle Tafoya right before the convention. Well, who else did he endorse? He endorsed my last opponent, Joe Frazier, who was all for some Ukraine funding, and he raised money for Nikki Haley time and time again. I mean, these people are all mobbed up, and I just need the president to understand. For the grassroots, it starts to break the faith in the movement when people who we know are subversive to the president and any agenda that he's ever had, at least for the last 6 years I've been involved in politics, every single time I run for office, these people try to tell me how President Trump doesn't have a winning message. Not a winning wagon to hitch myself to. And I hitch myself every time because at some point I'm less interested in winning and more interested in telling the truth. As Christ told us, seek first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Didn't say try and win the election first, and then you can have the levers of power. Then you can do the righteous thing. No, stupid, that's backwards. Ass backwards. And some of you are ass backwards. And you don't even, you don't even pretend that you have any sort of logical moral and ethical hierarchy. You're just bereft of morals and ethics. You're unscrupulous is what you are. You are without scruples. And you're brazen about it. You're arrogant about it. So I'll give you an example. This is interesting. I pull up to the Minnesota GOP convention on Friday morning up in Duluth at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center. And as I'm driving in, the communist protesters are in a theatrical and symbolic line out front on the sidewalk. You know, they got their signs in all black and they're holding up over their face, you know, almost right over their eyes. And it says, stop fascism. And, you know, this is voter suppression. And President Trump is a racist. You people are in a cult, blah, 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 blah. So we park. I get out. Everybody's going into the arena. I head out to the street because I love counter-protesting these people. It's more exciting to me than the convention. I'm out there on the street going up and down the street. It's probably about it's a full, block long, right? Outside of a convention. And they're all the way up and down the street. I'm marching up and down the street, screaming at these people, communist, 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 traitor, traitor. Open borders are treason. You all should be arrested. You're traitors, seditious. We're not the insurrectionists. People who let in 15 to 20 million foreign invaders and act like it's okay still to this day. They still advocate for it to this day. You all are seditious, not us. So I'm out there screaming at these commies. And lo and behold, a man emerges with a Minnesota GOP credential. He's a delegate of, I want to say it's Polk County, but I may be mistaken. I may be mistaken. I don't want to besmirch Polk County. Know some good folks up there in Polk County. But a man emerges from the Minnesota GOP convention with a credential. It says he's a delegate. He's got a bag in his hand. And he's, middle-aged white guy, bald head. He's got a plaid dress shirt on, a pair of slacks. Looks like a regular Joe, right? And he's handing waters out to these communists. And I look at him and I go, So I'm screaming at this one guy. He's got a President Trump t-shirt on. It says, "You're in a cult." And I'm just screaming in his face. I'm saying, you communists, we know exactly who you are and what you're up to. We know exactly who you people are and what you're up to. Rebuke and refute. I will bear witness here and now. Christ is king. You people are subversives. And so this guy walks out, and he walks up to where I was standing talking to this communist protester. And the guy kind of looks to him and says, "You support this guy? Is he one of your people? Blah, blah, blah." And I say, "He can't help you. He can't help you. And help you at all." And the guy kind of looks aback, looks taken aback, like, "Well, you know, why are you being so," then he goes, "Why are you being so rude to these people? What did you say to me?" I don't even remember his name. I blanked out. I thought so many negative things about this cuckservative. I got dizzy and forgot to, make the name out on his name tag, on his credential there. But it's indicative of the Minnesota Republican Party. Now you understand why I call it the belly of the beast. Why I call it the belly of the beast. Now you're starting to see. This is a true story. As sure as the sun will rise, the turning of the earth, this is 100%. This happened on Friday morning. I'm out there walking up and down the sidewalk, screaming at these communist protesters. Because, they thought to themselves, "Oh, we're going to go out and do this theatrical, anti-Republican, anti-MAGA, anti-Trump, anti-conservative, anti-Christian protest. We're going to call them fascists, sponsored by some George Soros ancillary. We're going to really disrupt their morning." Nah, you get me instead. You get the ultra-MAGA, very aggressive, militant black Negro. That's who you get today, Saturday morning. Sorry to spoil your plans. You got to deal with me. And I don't budge. I don't take a back step. I don't waver. They could call the cops. They could call the sheriffs. They could call the state troopers. They could call President Trump. President Trump couldn't get me on the phone and say, "Don't scream at those communists." I say, "You know what? With all due respect, sir, with all due respect, Mr. President, I'm going to have to call you back. Communist, communist, communist." But I'm just cut like that, right? Indicative of the Minnesota Republican Party. A man with Minnesota Republican Party GOP credential comes out and is handing waters to the communists. I mean, the motif is like, it is a microcosm of the entire Minnesota Republican Party and our conservative movement culture here in the state, which is why they didn't endorse Mike Lindell, even if you believe the clickers. Which I don't. But even if you do, I could see how they still wouldn't endorse Mike Lindell, because these people are weak. When you see what happened here in Minnesota, when you see the failed state ran by the communists like Tim Walz, and they're giving $100 billion to Somalis, you remember that Royce White came and told you a Minnesota GOP delegate was out there handing waters to communists. George Soros paid protesters as if they need any free water from our party. We'll be talking about that and much more on the other side of the break. Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Show, here on the Alex Jones Network. I'm hoarse this Sunday because I've been going full contact for the last 72 hours. Bear with me. We'll be right back in a moment.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? And you're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain. to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes on. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Okay, first, is there a timer here somewhere? Is there a timer? I don't know. How much time do I have? 10 minutes? I'm just gonna go until they cut me off too. Okay. Good afternoon.
Hello.
God is great.
Amen.
Christ is king.
Christ is king.
I'm honored to be here again. Thank you for coming. I spent a lifelong in sports, and half the battle is showing up. But that's only half the battle. Now, I didn't prepare a speech today. Those of you who know me know I don't do that kind of thing. It's not my style. The truth doesn't need a script. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit fill me up and tell you people what I actually think, as rare as that may be. All right? Lately, I've been praying a lot, thinking a lot about gratitude and how much we have to be grateful for. All of us. So much to be grateful for. But this is the most pivotal moment in our nation's history. 250 years, and this may be the most important moment in our nation's history. So many political issues.
We got the security of our elections, which, by the way, your Republican Senate has failed to pass as mandated by the 45th, 46th, and 47th president of these United States, Donald J. Trump. If you don't have secure elections, then you don't have a country. And some of you may have saw me out there counter-protesting the communists on your way in. That's what we need in this country and in the Senate. And here in my hand, I have what I showed them is a state-issued ID. A black man with a state-issued ID. Go figure. I must be a unicorn, huh? Other issues. Restoring our border. The border is not restored until we've deported every single illegal foreign invader that came through during the Joe Biden administration. Mass deportations, no amnesty. This is your country. This is the United States of America. This is your country. Okay, we got other things. Term limits in the Congress and the Supreme Court, because I can't tell how conservative that Supreme Court really is. But the most important issue you face, and there's not even close second, ideological subversion. The rise of radical Islam and Marxism right here at home. First day in the United States Senate, we will bring a bill to federally ban Marxism and Sharia law nationwide. But what has happened to this movement? What has happened to this party? What has happened to our Christian community? See, the thing about ideological subversion is not the intellectual highbrow debate between us and the communist protesters in the parking lot. I'm 6'8", 270. I can handle that pretty well. The problem is in this room. The problem is if you continue to take a back step, eventually you reach the cliff's edge. And I'm here to tell you this afternoon, you have no more back steps to take. When is enough going to be enough? The signal from the noise is Ken Paxton, who defeated $100 million dumped into his race to protect a rhino. I know. We don't like the word rhino, Mr. Chair. I got you. Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm that guy. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And oh, by the way, as an aside, I just want to mention that I'm currently listed on the Minnesota GOP website as abiding by the endorsement. And I've been abiding by the endorsement since 2024. Referendum, right here, right now, in this room. What does the Minnesota Republican Party stand for? If the sanctity of life is no longer a pillar of this party platform, then let it be known. Let it be known. But if you stand for the sanctity of life, stand now. Stand now. Stand now. We have a chance. A God-granted opportunity to send a message to the rest of this nation, because Minnesota is the cultural epicenter of American politics. And if our conservative movement wavers on the sanctity of life, on protecting the unborn, on our faith in Christ, on our faith in Christ, on our faith in Christ. How can we hope to have any favor to save this country? No, we have to double and triple down now. Double and triple down. The only reason that a young black man who grew up with culturally Marxist Democrats found this party is because they reject Christ. They call Christianity white supremacy. I tell them all the time, Christianity was in Ethiopia before Europe. And you tell them the next time they call you white supremacists. I'm the ultra-MAGA, ultra-MAGA, America first, conspiracy theorist, Nazi, vaccine denier, white supremacist. White supremacist, and I make white supremacy look damn good. I don't even know how much time I have left. We're going to save this country. And the endorsement, I hope I have your endorsement, but what I really want is your courage. And my two opponents, the front runners of this race, Michelle Tafoya, sent to you by the same NRSC that refuses to pass the Save America Act. President Trump laid the referendum. They begged him to endorse John Cornyn. He said, no, the future of this country and this party is the MAGA movement. And I'll say this before I go. I know a contentious issue is Israel. I wouldn't be me if I didn't say it. You want to fight a war for Israel in the name of God, in the name of Christ, because of the Bible, that's your right and your choice to support. The commander-in-chief has made a decision, and I support him. But one thing I will not support, wait a second. One thing I will not support or endorse is that we could fight a war in the name of Christ, a world away, but not fight to protect the sanctity of life right here in our own country. Our sons, our daughters, our children come first. I got your back. I got your back. Carl Jung said the thing you need most is usually hidden in the place you least want to go. I know Minnesota's been taken over by Somalians. I got you. Okay, it's Mogadishu down there. But I grew up there. And I will go there. And I will take a Bible and a Constitution. And I will preach the value of both. But I need your support. I need your support. I need you to be strong enough to send the same message to the D.C. elite that fear my coming. Yeah. First day, we're going to kick in the door of the deep state. We're going to take this country back. And when we do, we will never give it back to them again. God bless you all. God bless America. God bless President Donald Trump. God bless a country that lives through Christ, that's covered in the blood of Christ. You have a choice to make today. I hope I've given you enough reason, but if not, I'm grateful that you're here. God bless you all. God bless America. USA! 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 USA!
That was the 10 minute plus speech that I gave on Saturday afternoon, Saturday morning. And it's interesting. I mean, some things you have to be there to witness yourself. I don't think the video does it justice. I was walking off stage and walked out to the concession stands, or where the concession stand area was. They had a little bar, and I went and got a club soda, and a man, two different men came out of the convention, and they were in tears. I don't know what it is, but I don't cry a lot. when men cry, it moves other men, you know, in a way. And a woman came and she was in tears, and it was just a really clarifying moment, because it became obvious that the referendum in this midterm election is about Christ. It is about the soul and spirit of our country. First and foremost, our party and our movement, because we are the party and movement that's charged now with the duty to save this country and to you know, in some ways, save the soul of our republic. It's so interesting. You know, when I told people to stand there, if they believed in the sanctity of life, if they stood for the sanctity of life, then stand now. Very, very powerful moment. As I watch it back, I get goosebumps, because from the stage, I could see people hesitate, and then the entire auditorium stood up, and you're talking about 2,000 delegates. I don't know if you've ever had the chance to be on stage like that and give a public speech. When 2,000 people have all their energy pointed in one direction and they stand all together, it shakes the universe in a sense, at least in that place at that time. And that's kind of what happened. But you realize then when the vote was taken for endorsement, 400 plus Republican Party delegates casted an endorsing vote, at least as the clickers told, for Michelle Tafoya, who's openly pro-choice. It just begs the question, in what world? In what world is a Michelle Tafoya even able to speak at the Minnesota GOP convention when she publicly said she wasn't going to abide by the endorsement of the delegates? The next day, there were boos that rang out through the crowd at the convention when the great Mike Lindell said, "I'm going to a primary regardless." The day before, they all clapped like seals for Michelle Tafoya. She's been saying she was going to go to a primary no matter what since the beginning, because they didn't think that she'd be able to beat me in an endorsing convention. Why? She's pro-choice and a fundamental pillar of the Minnesota conservative movement, the conservative culture and community, the Minnesota Republican Party, an actual constitutional pillar of the party platform, is the sanctity of life, and that we are a pro-life party. Look how far we've come. Look how far we've fallen. Even the institutions that say on paper they uphold the sanctity of life. Our Congresswoman, Michelle Fischbach, who has yet to come out and say anything condemning of a candidate like Michelle Tafoya, even though she's intimately involved in MCCL, which is a pro-life organization that's, you know, all throughout the state of Minnesota, does work all throughout the state of Minnesota. She doesn't have a single negative comment to say or condemn Michelle Tafoya's candidacy. But neither does the NRSC. Neither does Fox News. These people are not conservatives. They're certainly not Christians. There is no Christian wiggle room on the sanctity of life. Now, you could have previously held a different position on abortion. You could have even had an abortion. If you've changed the principle, if you've repented, if you're in a different place today than you were then, you're like many people we see throughout the scripture who had a different life before they found Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. That happens. But to take an entire party, an entire political movement, and our philosophy and shift the principle is unacceptable, especially if you're going to fight a war for Israel in the name of Christ. How dare you, charlatans? How dare you, wicked, evil, demonic, demented, twisted, lying charlatans, frauds? How dare you claim to fight a war on behalf of Israel in the name of God and Christ and the Bible, to turn around and waver on the sanctity of life and protecting the unborn right here in our own country? You people make me sick. You disgust me. I don't care about endorsements or nominations or elections or any of that. First, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And we've lost that in this country, in this conservative movement, in the Republican Party, most importantly, in our Christian community, who are told by the scripture to be the salt of the earth, and we are losing, rapidly losing our saltiness. You people should be absolutely ashamed of yourselves. In what world is there a political or electoral strategy workaround for killing the unborn? Why? Because Minnesota suburban white women are radically pro-choice? What strong Christian warriors would do is pose the referendum as it is and educate based off that referendum. We would say to the Democrats in Minnesota, but all across the country, and we should right here, right now, we should frame the Minnesota political landscape and the entire national political landscape for exactly what it is. Are you people willing to let in another 20 million foreign invaders, willing to send our sons and daughters to a war world away, willing to have insecure elections, unsecure elections, willing to let Democrats like Tim Walz and Amy Klobuchar and all the rest of them steal billions upon billions of dollars just to keep the right to choose? And if the answer is yes, you have proven yourself to be selfish, radical, and by definition, narcissistic, in which you do not deserve the liberty that God has granted you, the same God you so brazenly mock. You don't even deserve your liberties, because your entire political worldview, the edifice, is not anchored in logic or reason. The same way you would accuse us of being cultists if we only support President Trump based on the fact that it's President Trump and nothing else. We support him because he's a Republican. We support him because we're MAGA sycophants. We support him whatever you would say. If you make that argument, the same is true if you're one single issue you're willing to die on the hill for, like Michelle Tafoya said, by the way, on the record saying she told her mother the hill she's willing to die on is a woman's right to choose. What a hill to die on for a conservative United States Senate candidate. Give me a BLMer. Give me a Christian, pro-life, anti-forever war, debt hawk, former BLMer before you give me a conservative who's willing to die on the hill for a woman's right to choose. Give me an RFK Jr. every day of the week and twice on Sunday. Give me a President Trump who used to fundraise for the Democrats or donate money to him. At least he was willing to put some Supreme Court justices in there that he thought would overturn Roe v. Wade and save as many unborn children as he possibly could. Praise be to God. And you have to give him credit for that. Some Christians thought he didn't go hard enough. I understand the thinking, but we're moving the needle. How are we continuing to move the needle in the right direction if now we're going to abandon the principles for candidates because we say they're electable? Oh, she's electable. People will vote for her. Why? Based on what? Because she's popular? Because she was a sideline NFL reporter? Which is a stupid job anyway. For all of those out there who don't know, us athletes, we don't find sideline reporters to even be a real thing. They're like white noise. They're a nuisance. They're a nuisance. They're a distraction from the blood, sweat, and tears of the war that happens when you're actually playing the game, not watching it, not commenting on it. We don't even regard them as real people. Now, some of them we build relationships with and we tolerate because it is part of the spectacle. And people that were, great sports commentators like Howard Cosell, I mean, they helped shape a generation. I'm not saying all sports commentators are bad. I'm not even saying I wouldn't be a sports commentator myself. It, you know, there is a place for commentary, just like there is with politics. I mean, I'm doing it now. But there's a difference between saying what is true and righteous and being the fluff of the spectacle, of the distraction, of the commercial industry built around sports to replace religion. And isn't it ironic that they bring you a sideline reporter who's pro-choice when sports has replaced faith in our country? I know. I'm that guy that'll say that. I'm that guy that'll take the conversation there. Is it ironic? Do you find it to be, what does it say? Do you find it to be a coinkydink? Do you find it to be a coinkydink that the NRSC, the deep state NRSC, would send you a sideline reporter when sports has effectively replaced religion and faith in the United States of America? A pro-choice sideline reporter at that. It's like a slap in the face. It's like a way to say, can we get these Christians to renounce Christ? Absolutely, it appears that you can. All you have to do is wrap it in the word electability, and they will renounce their conservative values. Blasphemers, heretics, artifice, 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 artifice. So it's all out Krieg. Full Krieg on the establishment. No passes. Nobody gets a pass anymore. You are about to witness a 60-day pillory of every Tom, Dick, and John Thune across this country from this desk here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. These people have mocked Christ in my presence for the last time. You're watching the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Stay tuned. We got another hour to go here this Sunday evening. Appreciate your viewership and listenership. We'll be right back in a moment.
Been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F*** that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the Sea Moss capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.